As I mentioned in a previous show, we were very successful in the state legislature this year that is enabling us to hire dozens of researchers to do more for growers in topics like pest management, water supply, tropical fruit breeding, and much more. And we're also going to hire three extension water specialists to work with the water management districts and some of the important needs we have for water in our state, very important needs. Separate from that, we've hired 11 faculty under the UF Preeminence Initiative, where we're working to make the University of Florida a top 10 institution in the country. Our president, President Fox, recently addressed the Florida Fruit and Vegetable Association about the importance of agriculture. And he actually said for the University of Florida to be a great university, it has to be preeminent first in agriculture and natural resources. We set a record this year with our faculty in grants and contracts. Number one of all land-grant universities in the United States in agricultural research, University of Florida, $126 million grants and contracts. We had more than 15 million contacts with the public among our webpage visits, field days that people attend, visits to our county extension offices, workshops, and much more. We also did a couple of began new enterprises this year. We've launched the Institute of Global Food Systems, the Plant Innovation Center, the Nature Coast Biological Station, and even a campus food pantry to prevent hunger from affecting our students' ability to learn and be successful. Outside of Florida, IFAS Global is expanding our reach around the world. The United States Agency for International Development provided us with a $14 million grant to build capacity in Haiti. And just recently, the same agency provided us $49 million to improve livestock production in six nations, including four in Africa and two in Southeast Asia. We recently broke ground on upgrades to our beef teaching unit. We're expanding our research centers in Immokalee and Baum, and we're even planning a new 4-H camp. So you see, it's been a great year for IFAS. But, you know, I don't want to rest. We're not going to rest on our laurels. We're going to continue to focus on finding ways to manage citrus greening. We'll be leaders in helping farmers and natural resource managers figure out what the opening to Cuba means for them. We'll continue to bring science and not emotion to discussions of agricultural biotechnology such as GMOs. And we'll be going to Tallahassee to seek the resources that will enable us to continue to rebuild to our pre-recession levels and to continue to meet the farmers' growing needs in our state.